At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
It's that time. It's the Simon Says Podcast. Welcome to it. We're the Get Up Show from 98.7 Simon. I'm Sean. Charlie is here.
I am.
Maddie is here.
I am here.
In his bonnet and his little ruffly panties just in time for Easter.
I am all bo-peeped out, ready to go.
Skipping around with a basket full of those highly alcoholic eggs that he invented.
I emptied out. I took all those empty chocolate bunnies and filled it with bourbon.
Bourbon Bunny.
It's not a bad idea.
Bourbon Bunny. If you would love to click a like and subscribe, do it. If you ever want to be on the podcast, call 336-373-0987. Before I get to some steaming hot squirrel love, Charlie wanted to say something about something.
Yeah. So regular listeners to the program have heard us mention Cousin Mark.
Yeah, you got one. I got one.
Yeah, we both do.
I have one too. I just realized that.
Stop lying.
No, I do. Cousin Mark, M-A-R-C.
He'll do anything to be like us.
Ours have a K.
Yeah, ours have a K. And he's just saying that. They ain't no Mark.
All right, all right.
Anyway, we need to send some get well wishes to Cousin Mark.
Oh.
He, so he's like a engineer that works on roadways, you know, building tunnels and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
Sort of, I think. Anyway. He was working in West Virginia and started not feeling good and went to the doctor and they told him he had a blood clot in his leg.
Oh, no.
Gave him some blood thinners, sent him on his way. The next day, he starts feeling worse and worse. Leg swells up, starts getting blisters and weird seepy things. And it turns out that that actually made his bleeding ulcer worse. And he was really, really sick and spent 10 days in the hospital around St. Patrick's Day.
Good
Wait,
God.
Hold up. So he had clots, so they gave him blood thinners, but they didn't realize he had a bleeding ulcer,
right.
Which then, of course, a bleeding ulcer loves blood thinners to bleed more.
To bleed more and cause
Dear
some
Lord, man.
Sepsis maybe and some other fun things in there.
That's not fun.
No, not at all.
So is he good now?
He is on the road to recovery, good. And I just wanted to send some well wishes out to him. And hope that he's feeling better.
Yeah, we can't lose him.
Yeah.
I know. What do we have?
We've only got 5 listeners
know,
as
man.
It is.
We can't lose our regular.
We're lower single digits without Cousin Marks. All of our Cousin Marks. Well, I hope he's feeling better. That's crazy, man. I went to the hospital one time because my breathing was bad. I had pleurisy. I don't know if y'all know what that
I
is.
I had that.
Yeah.
You've both had pleurisy.
Oh, yeah. It's old man lung.
Well, I got there. I was like 30 maybe at the time.
So was I.
And they were like, we don't know why this is happening. It could be this, but it could be a blood clot, and we want you to hang around for a while. So I spent the night in there, didn't sleep one damn wink. Next morning, get up, and they're coming in saying, so are you ready to go get in the thing, put Vaseline all over your legs, and we'll squeeze them real tight and run this thing up and down your legs? I was like, nope. You notice my jeans are on. I'm out of here. So
you never did find out what it was?
I think it was pleurisy.
Did it feel like your lungs were burning?
Yes.
Like heartburn, but way worser, and there's nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, when you breathe in, it's like a pierce. Yeah,
it was super fun.
Yeah, that's real neat.
And I called the doctor. I was like, why does it hurt like this? And they're like, well, it's unusual for someone of your age to have this. But yeah. And I was like, well, I did have shingles. So.
Did you say it hurts when I breathe? And did they probably say, well, then don't do that? Because that's what it is.
Basically, yeah.
It hurts when I poke on this. Well, don't poke on it. So the squirrels, do you think, and I don't know the answer to this, but I need to find out the answer to this. Are squirrels monogamous? Do squirrels have mates like a goose would or a lobster?
If you ask the old CB radio album that my brother had, Shirley was talking to Squirrely. And they were going to become a couple. So I say, yes, they're monogamous.
And we know muskrats are monogamous because of Muskrat Susie and Muskrat Sam doing the jitterbug down in Muskrat Town. And they shimmy.
Well,
and Sam is so skinny.
This just in. Gray squirrels are polygamous with one male dating after with several females.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Typical.
So here's the thing. I didn't know if these were friends at first. Because they were playing real hard.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized, wait a minute, this one is playing harder than the other.
As it often is.
Keeps wrestling.
I mean, they were, one of them was dangling. I was like, oh my God, I can't leave. I stayed outside so long waiting for that squirrel to fall. Because it would run away. Listen to this. The first squirrel would run away. The other squirrel would run after it and grab it and yank it back down onto this limb over and over and over. And then it would try to get away by falling off.
Did you call the squirrel police?
I'll tell you what.
Sounds a little rapey to me.
It was very rapey. And that's what I was thinking. Are squirrels okay with this? Is it instinctually they just do that? You know, they play hard to get. Or is there something real bad going on in Squirrelville?
Dating is real rough in the animal kingdom.
No doubt.
I mean, you think about it. This happens a lot. You know, what's interesting is I missed out. We had some bird of prey love in our tree the other day, and my wife said, hey, there's another hawk on that hawk's back. And I tried to take a picture and send it. You're like, I only see one hawk. And I'm like, I do too. And then she's like, I saw the other one fly away. So it was like some hawk on hawk action.
But I don't know how it works. I mean, I kind of can figure out.
Here's how that works. So when the mama
you don't
hawk
know.
And the daddy hawk.
You do not know
you
how
do
hawks
not know
do that.
How birds do it.
No, bees do it.
I really feel like
I can't do it.
Your squirrely was pushing things past the limit. It sounds like the other squirrely was trying to say no.
Well, it really looked like it.
Lions, when they mate, don't they get real bitey too? Like
that's the female.
Guy, wait, I thought the guy lion bites the female.
I think the female is the bitey one.
Oh. Well, I know for insects, mm-hmm. you don't really want to mess around with a lady praying mantis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you want to mess around with her, but you're going to regret it.
Look, you died doing what you love. Getting your head eaten.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
I can honestly say that's never happened to me.
Really?
Yeah. No, my head has not been ingested as of yet.
Well, one day, Slugger, you'll find the right praying mantis lady for you.
This is real nice. You know, this is what I love about spring. You know, we have all the pollen. The animals are having aggressive sex.
They really are.
This is real sweet.
I'm just dying because of the pollen.
Oh, I thought it was because of squirrels.
I told you got to get on that Claritin, those dissolvables ready tabs.
I got you, baby.
Things are getting better, but still, I'm getting that tickle cough. Every time I laugh, it wants to just throw me into a fit.
Have I told y'all before on here about my friend Jimmy Wyatt, who used to take his brother Mitch and push him up into trees to steal baby squirrels out of their nests so that he could train them to ride on his shoulder on a bicycle? I just remember that just popped into my head for no reason.
What happened?
Jimmy would push Mitch up into a tree to steal a baby squirrel out of the nest so that he could hand feed it and get it to where it trusted him.
Uh-huh.
And then he would put it on his shoulder and come riding over to the park on his bike with a squirrel on his shoulder.
How often did this work for him?
They did it a few times. Yeah.
Why didn't Jimmy just go get his own squirrel instead of forcing little Mitch to do it?
What would you do?
Look, man, do you want to take the risk of actually climbing up into a squirrel's nest? You got to get little Mitch to get up there.
Yeah. You don't do that.
I bet Mitch was often called something else that rhymes with Mitch.
Oh, you think?
I just train the squirrels. I don't actually retrieve them.
Did I tell y'all this part? I hate it if I'm repeating this, but it's probably been years ago. I get a junk mail in my old email from Jim Wyatt Accounting Services. And it was out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have my name in it. The email didn't have my name. The address didn't. So he couldn't have found me and sent it to me that way. So I look at it, and I see it's in North Carolina. And I wrote him back. I said, are you the same Jimmy White used to ride over to the park with a baby squirrel on your shoulder? And his whole response, great memory. Wouldn't you be like, oh my God, I can't believe you remember that. This is so crazy. How did I find you in the whole wide world? Great memory.
What a, wow.
Oh, he's great. Don't worry about it.
Just cuts to the chase, doesn't he?
Have you ever seen a squirrel king before?
A squirrel king.
I think that's what it's called. I saw a guy, he was like, it was a squirrel and it had this crazy tail. But what a squirrel king is when they're in their nest and their tails become intertwined and they get stuck together, they call it a squirrel king.
Squirrel king? I think it's called something else, but I know what you're talking about.
Am squirrel I making king. That up?
No, it's a squirrel knot. I don't feel like that's the right name.
A squirrel king is a collection of squirrels whose tails have become tangled together, making them unable to separate themselves.
Well, that's a whole different level of...
Yeah.
Squirrel hanky-panky.
No kidding.
All right, so don't do this. You're giving yourself wrinkles with your dang selfies. You do selfies sometimes. You're cutesy.
I try to do them. I'm not great at them.
You often have I would say your selfie looks like the sound would be, ooh. That's what I see you doing a lot on your selfies. You do an ooh. Do you do selfies?
No.
I don't do selfies. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see that.
I mean, I just did a selfie the other day where I was smiling.
You know, you get, here's the things not to do when you're doing a selfie. I'll let you know if ooh is on there. If you're bunny nosing, wrinkle your nose up. That will give you permanent lines across your nose if you do bunny nosing selfies.
Okay.
Don't do it. Oh, she just did it.
He looks like he smelled something bad.
Oh, wow. What's in your mustache? The people who look down at their laptop to take their selfies.
Oh, don't do that. That gives you a double chin.
It gives you a double chin. Plus, it is the worst looking picture, and so many people have that.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, I don't understand what. Yeah, especially when it's a selfie. You are the one taking a picture to be flattering of yourself.
Yeah.
You have all the control.
You see. Yeah. It's looking back. Your face is looking back at you.
Yeah, you know what that looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Nailed it.
You can see right up my nose.
I'm frowning like a turtle. You can see right up my nose, and I've got four chins.
Yeah.
This is a keeper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best I'm ever going to look.
You want to see some of the... I tell you, you can go farming for those kind of looking down at the laptop selfies. Go to the lower end pro wrestler fan pages and click through members on
or
there.
Or just as a woman, just go on any dating site.
Really?
God.
They put dating pictures up like that?
Yeah.
Oh, they do all sorts of stuff. Yeah.
Severely dimpled and clenched buttock chin when you are sulking. And this is, you know, related to the laptop look down. If you're sulking with your face, you get that dimply butt look on your chin, and it stays that way. Don't do it.
Oh, when you make it look like a peach pit?
Yeah. Yeah, don't do it.
I get you.
Duck face gives you lip wrinkles.
Oh, yeah. So you get that purse mouth.
The duck lips.
Instead of cigarettes.
The number one thing not to do with your selfies. The raised brow frown. You get brow wrinkles, and you look like you're confused for the rest of your life. So don't do it.
They're really making a big deal out of facial expressions that you kind of do all the time anyway.
Yeah, but you know you do it 40 times when you're doing a selfie.
I have to because I'm never good on the first one. I got to keep trying.
There is something magical about watching that in the wild. Like when you see somebody doing it, it's it's happening. But when you're like in a crowd and you see that person like doing it, looking at it, doing it, looking at it, doing it, looking at it, it's mesmerizing.
My favorite is when it's like a pretty young girl and she's just sitting there, you know, no expression at all. Like nothing is going on. Nothing's on her mind. Then she lifts that phone for the selfie. All of a sudden, biggest smile.
Lights up.
And then wipes right off the face after it's taken.
Oh, yeah. Any event, it's like it looks like you're having a terrible time. And then the phone comes out. It's like, oh, this is the best. And then right back to no face. Like as soon as the phone's down.
I took my daughter's phone from her yesterday, which I hadn't done in a while. You know, I do think that's a good idea to take a child's phone and go through it.
Sure.
As often as possible, just for safety. And because it can be hilarious. She has the craziest selfies in there. I mean, she breaks all the rules. I mean, she's like right up her nose a lot.
Yeah, my kid got a hold of my phone and was very excited about, I have some sort of like almost like a fisheye, like it zooms so far out.
Yeah.
And she just kept holding it up to my face and to the dog and to herself. It's like I have these insane pictures now of like weird bug-eyed me and
cool.
Oh, those are great. Post them.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'll get right on. Should. Hold on.
Yeah, make like a thing out of it. Pictures my daughter took of me. I think that would be cool. You know, my daughter did a thing. I don't know if I told you guys about this. She had a project for school, and she was taking pictures of me. And I said, no, you are not going to use that. Well, hold on.
You do not like to have your picture taken, first of all.
No. I was like, hold on, I'll send you one. So I went through about 40,000 pictures and found one that was kind of okay. And I, you know, did some magic, did some Photoshop magic. Yeah, filtered it up real nice, put a little glimmer in my eye, made my lips look glossy. I said, here, use this one. And then she shows me the one she used. It's like me sitting on the couch with my mouth half open, looking the other way, like, nah. But
she was trying to show the world the real you.
Everybody else, though. No, it was a theme. I think that it was for Spanish class, and it had to do with madre, padre, you know, prima, primo, abuela.
Como se dice, mouth open, catching flies.
So all of them were horrible. Like her mom's picture.
Oh, gosh.
Yeesh, and her cousin looked like the mustard man, the old meme, the mustard
so
man.
So she was just trying, she was using funny pictures to represent these people.
Hilarious.
Oh, that's good. I like the way she thinks.
It was very good.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Do you remember that app that was real viral for a minute where it would make those super glossy, like you upload your selfies and it would make like super glamour shots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like almost like modeling pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I laughed because I went to go do it. And it was like, upload your selfies. And I'm like, well, never mind. Because I was like scrolling through my phone. I'm like, nope, nope, nope.
If only there was some way you could make a selfie.
Right. Like right at that moment have it ready.
That's frustrating, bruh. You just frustrated me in real life.
Well, there's no way
you gave up?
Yeah. It
was too time consuming.
To take a selfie?
Yes.
You went through all that to find out you needed a selfie and then didn't take one.
Yeah. That was a step too far.
Tim Cook says, that kids need hard rails against too much screen time on their dang phones. Kids are born digital now. And he thinks you got to get them off those phones. And this is the guy who is responsible for all this poison.
I mean, yes and no. They need to go out and play and all kinds of stuff. But I did see a meme the other day that made me laugh. It was the kids from Children of the Corn. And it was, look at these kids just outdoors playing, not a phone in sight.
That's funny.
I saw that too.
I was like,
Mordecai, you're the best.
Maybe they could use some phones.
Tim Cook says, we don't want people using our phones too much.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Whatever.
We're not incentivized for that. We don't want that. We provide tools so people don't do that. They got an app called Screen Time that will set limits.
Yeah.
Delete.
And I'm thinking about it.
Well, you can put it on your kid's phone. Sure.
I need it on my phone because...
I won't. I'll just ignore it. I'll just be like, whatever, I'm in charge here.
Oh, it doesn't just shut it off? In my mind, it just shuts it off when you get to your threshold.
It might, and then I'll turn it back on.
It'll probably fire a warning shot like, hey, I'm getting ready to turn it off. You don't want to...
You know, it was different. Like, if you were looking at one thing in the encyclopedia, for instance, and you got to something, and you're like, oh, that reminds me of this thing. You go back over to the shelf, break out another encyclopedia. You're like, oh... Well, this reminds me of this recipe.
Oh my gosh.
You go back
to the
encyclopedia.
Old school rabbit holes.
Yes. Did you ever do that?
Absolutely.
Isn't that neat?
Yes.
No, I can't actively place that.
No?
No.
Y'all didn't have World Book encyclopedias?
I mean,
at your
we
house?
Had the encyclopedias, but I don't think I ever was like, unless I was like, boobs.
Boobs and Three Stooges. That was my go tos. Like one picture of the Three Stooges in all of these encyclopedias. Let's do some calls. 336-373-0987 is our number. Anytime you would love to call the Simon line, you can get on there and make requests or leave us any kind of comment.
Hey, Simon. I was listening to the radio a couple of days ago, and you played a song around 5:15, and it was a mixture of old songs from the 50s, and I was just wondering if you could tell me the title of that song. And I would love to hear it again. Thank you.
Any ideas? I know what it is.
Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers?
Just in time for Easter, the Jive Bunny. You know, that one, Swing the Mood is the name of that one. Mm-hmm. And it's got Bill Haley and I think Fats Domino, Benny Goodman, and all that stuff in there. And I was like, this is so cool. This is great. I remember when it came out.
Mm, yeah,
it was on the radio every 2 hours. But then I went and rabbit holed on that, on Jive Bunny. The rest of them suck.
Yeah, they put together actually a whole album.
Yeah.
But, and I worked in a record store at the time, and so I got it for my mom and her sisters. Like, they really liked that song, so I got them the whole album. And yeah, that one was cool. The rest was just filler.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever hear any more of those?
No, I don't think I ever did.
That's right. You were still in knee shorts when that was out.
It's true.
But I do remember it.
Hey, Simon. I know a guy in Midway, North Carolina that repairs and makes quilts. So, yeah, men do things like that. Thanks for the radio station. You're the best.
Thank you, buddy. That's off of our news story that the new trend for men is men's knitting groups.
I'm not saying there are no men that do it or that there aren't men that actually do it well. There are plenty of fashion designers and quilters, but I cannot see any man I know sitting down in a knitting circle.
Wouldn't it be funny, though? I mean, and just the idea of breaking a stereotype is that you walk in and normally think of like a dude get together, like watching sports and drinking beer.
They're all showing up and all the snacks are out and everything. And then all of a sudden they all pull out their knitting needles.
They throw on some tunes. They all got their knitting bags and they're like, oh, that's a great yarn you've got there. You got any extra of that? Yeah, buddy.
No way, bro.
Oh, John, that pattern is exquisite.
I almost picture it too, though. It's like you got to man it up even further. Like my knitting needles have like Patriots logos on them.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
good idea.
I got branded, or I got like, you know, Foo Fighters brand.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's a great idea, man. Back in the day, though, the men were the knitters. I mean, historically, you look at, for instance, fishing nets. They had to be knitted. And those men were manly men.
Yeah, and you got to darn those socks. Yeah.
Fishing nets.
Watch your language.
Lots of knots.
Watch your language.
Hey, Simon.
Your morning show is absolutely incredible. But I did want to give a shout out when they were giving recognition to local celebrities within our triad. Please don't forget Pam Grier.
Oh.
Jackie Brown.
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
Fine.
What else can I say?
You said it, buddy. Yeah, God, I had the biggest crush. Biggest crush on Pam Grier, man.
I didn't know she was from around here.
I didn't either. But the list that we did, I don't know if you still have it or not, it was the top 10 local celebrities based on Google searches.
Yeah.
So it really wasn't the people you thought you were going to hear on. Michael Jordan was number one.
Pamela Suzette Grier was born in Winston-Salem on May 26, 1949.
How about that?
49.
Yeah, that's great.
God, so does that make her 74?
Nope.
Is that what that is? Am I right? I don't do math.
That's math.
Wow. She is just gorgeous. Big fan.
Yeah.
Big
fan.
That's
cool. So she's from Winston. That's awesome.
Yeah. Michael Jordan was number one. J. Cole was on there. Who else was
Chris
big?
Chris Paul.
On? Yeah. Chris Paul.
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah. Who is hilarious.
DaBaby.
Yeah.
Yeah. DaBaby was on there.
Hey, Simon, would it be his hairdo?
Ah. What thing has a man not changed about his appearance in 10 years? Hairdo was a popular guess, although I don't really call what I do with my hair a hairdo, but men and women equally were saying hairdo.
It's a style. I mean,
hairstyle.
Hairstyle. Yeah. It's not like a do. I'm not going to go get
my do.
I'm going to go get my blowout.
Yeah, you have
my,
a do.
I get my blowout every Friday.
You have a do.
I have a blowout every Friday. I gotta get it. That reminds me, I gotta dock some women next week.
She's leaving on that one, bro.
I killed her.
She's all choked up. But no, hairdo was a very popular answer. Fragrance was a popular answer.
Those are also both things that you haven't changed.
No, I hadn't changed anything.
Your antique Perry Ellis.
10 years. Oh, yeah. My Perry Ellis that I have to buy bootleg because they don't make it anymore.
Which reminds me, you haven't had your smell as strong as normal. And we were talking about the
peppermint
in the road rage. You don't do the Benaca like you used to.
Well, I still do on occasion. But during the pandemic, I lost my zeal for smelling good and having sweet breath.
Oh, you should bring that back.
Oh, I'm gonna. Don't
you
worry.
Okay?
Forgive me. Don't worry. I hadn't shared the answer of what it was yet. We've gone through fragrances, hairdos. I can't remember what else.
I want him to Benaca more because I miss it because it gets all minty in here.
He misses my cologne and my Benaca.
Don't.
You don't miss the Benaca?
It's strong.
What about the cologne?
The cologne is better because it's you're not too bad with the cologne, but Benaca just knocks you out.
Well, he puts like 46 sprays in there.
Of the Benaca, yeah.
Yeah, the Perry Ellis.
No, I'm down to one or two squirts on the Perry Ellis. The thing that men have not changed about their appearance in 10 years... facial hair.
A lot of guys wear the same thing and they should change it up. Like a goatee is not really in style right now.
No.
So if you've been wearing a goatee since the 90s.
A lot of people still have them.
Probably time to change it up a bit.
My dad has got this new thing. He's got he's always had the mustache. That's never changed. But now he's grown. He just does just the chin.
Oh, no.
So he's got like a mustache and then just a clump of like chin hair.
Is that a Van Dyke? Is that what you call that?
I don't know.
I think it's a Van Dyke.
But
the two-piecer.
It's not great. Well, we saw the guy walk by the other day with the Amish beard, which I also think is crazy.
I don't like that at
like,
all.
Why?
You don't like an Honest Abe?
No.
I don't know why. I don't either.
It's no offense to the actual Amish, but...
I think if you're not Amish...
Lincoln.
If you're not Amish and you're not Abe and you wear the neck beard like that, it's 100% just to piss people off.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Because no woman finds that attractive.
Speaking of pissing people off with facial hair, I used to grow a soul patch. As thick and long as I could get it right here and just beg somebody to say something about
it. That was a thing.
I had that too.
My friend Skip Bishop has one that's like two white hairs and they come out so far.
Oh, gosh.
It's so crazy, man. He's never cut it.
I've done it all. I had a handlebar mustache for a long time. I had the Wolverine where it like the big side chops, but then it goes up into the mustache. I've done them all, but now I've just been sticking with a beard.
Now you're just beardy.
Wooly willy over here. You can move that shaving around all over the place with your magnetic stick.
It's the best because I don't have to I don't have to shave as bad. Well, but then again, now I got to shave my head. So I guess it's a vicious cycle.
If you had a full, bushy, luxurious head of hair, would you have a beard?
I don't know. No, if I had a full bushy head of hair, I think I'd grow my beard longer because I think that's even cooler. Like the guys have the cool hair and then the cool beard.
Well, that's what my boyfriend had for a while.
He
had
off.
A really long beard, and he also has, he's got great hair. He's got thick hair like Sean does. And so he had all that going on for a while. But quite honestly, I liked it okay when he was doing it. But when he cut the beard, I like him a lot better.
Yeah. Of course, you were just putting up with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he asked me. I was like, look, it's your face, and I'm not going to tell you what to do with it. But if you want my opinion, I prefer you without the long Duck Dynasty beard going
on. See, it's got to be a different thing with kissing, you know?
That is a thing. Because I have to, like, kind of.
Gross!
You do not move your facial hair to kiss your wife.
That's gross what you just did.
No, but that, you know, that was always a thing too. It's like if you shave and you haven't shaved recently, then you get the sandpaper mouth, and then that's even worse.
Or you realize you have no upper lip.
Yeah, I've seen that. But is it an issue? Like, if you were to shave and your wife said, "Oh my God, kissing you without that trash catcher is so luxurious. I love kissing you more than ever. I won't stop kissing you. Get back here. I need to kiss you." Would you grow your beard back for yourself, or would you keep it away so you could kiss your wife?
No, I would probably honor her wishes, but even though it makes me feel freaked out, because then I have no hair whatsoever, and I feel like I look like a turtle.
Jim Rashi.
You still have eyebrows.
Although I will say this. Well, no, I have to shake those off too.
No, it's all or nothing.
I the one nice thing is that I do know that I actually do have a chin, because that's the other thing, like guys who shave, like they've had beards forever.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
I did notice, like, one of the last times, I said before when we were talking about it, it's like the only other time I've shaved my beard was for
St.
Baldrick's. Because that's all. I mean, I'm not going to grow my hair out, but I'll grow my facial hair out and shave it.
Oh, bro, grow your hair out.
No, I'm not.
Grow your head hair out and shave it.
Oh, please, so God. Great. Do please. It for the kids,
no,
man.
No, then I definitely won't get kisses.
Please do it, man.
Like, oh, you look like, who was the real stringy hair guy from Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Riff Raff.
Oh, yeah, okay, Riff Raff.
Oh, that would be great. God, please do it. Please be Riff Raff. Please, God, please. I never ask you for anything. You never do anything I
St.
want.
St. Baldrick's is usually in September, so you just have to grow it out for like 5 more months.
Yeah, only 5 months, bro. You can do this.
The one they do in Winston is in September.
Oh, so I have time to look.
So you have 5 months to grow out that hair.
Yeah, you didn't make a comment about kissing beards.
It was soft. It didn't bother me.
Okay.
Hey, Simon, love what you're doing, but
I love when there's a but.
Let's step back in and think. Johnny Rivers. You might have to research that a little bit, but he does some good music back in the day. He needs some love too. Y'all have a great day.
Well, all right.
So we need to give Johnny Rivers some love. Is that what?
Yeah,
what
shave that beard off so Johnny there? Rivers be more comfortable with this.
Who's Johnny Rivers?
Rockin' Pneumonia, Boogie Woogie Flu.
Okay.
And
sweet.
Slow Dance and Sway Into the Music. And Secret Agent Man.
Got it.
Need Sorry. I say more?
Yeah, well, obviously. Well, you're giving him all the love he needs then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he wants to hear more Johnny Rivers. We can do that.
Ooh. Hey, Simon, just a comment about the little story you just told about the attempted robbery in Raleigh. Under North Carolina law, only law enforcement can detain anybody. So all those people who detain the people, as crazy as it sounds, they could be sued by the person who was robbing the place. They're not, unless they were law enforcement, they can't legally detain anybody, even somebody committing a crime. So all those people who detained them, and yet you ask, what would you do? Best thing to do is call the police. Because if you get involved and you try to detain him, you could be sued, too, for unlawful detainment. Thank you.
Huh.
So what you do instead is you just keep blocking the exit. You just keep jumping in front of them and distracting them and not letting them get out. But you're not technically detaining them.
I
so.
I like to, as I said on the air, I like to think that I would go into hero mode, you know, and like make, that was at Chick-fil-A, so I'd make like a weapon out of one of the little flower holders on the table mixed with a napkin holder, and then grab the thing, the like line separator there with the velvet rope on it, and you know, I think I could really do some damage with that on a criminal, man, and Chick-fil-A just...
rub some Polynesian dipping sauce in their eyes.
Hey, go right to
it. Well, I really like my idea, but if we're not going to do that, what you also could do is just knock them out cold, and I doubt that anyone else in the place will be a witness, so they'll just be like, oh, I didn't do it. Well, I didn't do it. I don't know. Did you see anything?
He
I didn't
have see fallen. Anything. That's so
guess
weird.
You fell, man. Sorry about your luck.
What? I mean, but then what about a citizen's arrest? Can you not do that for real?
Well, like, if I learned anything from Gomer Pyle.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he loves yelling it.
Citizen's arrest.
I remember that. That's probably the only thing that I actually remember from the Andy Griffith Show. But through my life, I've, in my head, made thousands of citizen's arrests.
Well, surely you remember Shazam?
No. Or, doesn't ring a bell.
Hoodie-hoo! Hoodie-hoo! Yeah. Hoodie-hoo! You remember Hoodie-hoo?
I got nothing.
Oh, but, quit lying.
But, can you not do that? Can
what, citizen's
not?
Arrest?
Well, yeah. I don't believe it's a real thing, except in Mayberry.
No, it is a real thing, and you can, but, I mean, you're taking a big chance at that.
So I'm just saying, I'm not, so if they're trying to say that I illegally detained them, so I said I made a citizen's arrest.
You can call citizen's arrest, but you still can't grab them.
Is that like squatter's rights or calling shotgun?
Oh, my God, squatters, man. This is the craziest thing. There was a story about Philadelphia is overrun with squatters and apartment buildings, and the people who own the buildings are going to the police, and they're just like, well, sorry, we can't do anything. Can you imagine? You've put your house on the market, and you've moved into your new house, and you're getting set up at your new house, and you happen to ride by your old house to see, you know, is the grass cut or whatever, and people are living in it?
I don't understand this at all. And it really, really, really freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know, that is one that you see all the time where it's like, yeah, if someone comes in your house and says they live there, they can stay there. It's like, well, that sounds ridiculous. Yeah. That's why I don't ever want to have people over. Because you never know.
They won't
they
leave.
Never leave. My house now.
It's a dinner party. I'm not leaving. No!
Yeah,
that's you got to stay then. Squatters' rights.
Squatters are protected. They're squatters' rights. A friend of mine, Scott, who used to work in D.C. on Mix.
Yeah.
He bought a house in Arizona. Great big house because they were super cheap back before the whole collapse, the bubble. He bought this giant house in Arizona that he loved. And then the next time I talked to him, he wasn't living in it anymore. He said he had squatters in there and there was nothing he could do about it. He had to walk away. And I'm thinking there's more to that story. You know, you invite a friend over and say you can stay as long as you want. You don't expect them to take over your house. But something's going on. You know, there's more to a story like
that.
Yeah,
but there's still, every time I read the story, there is, the person is like, I've tried everything. Yeah. And the law says there's nothing I can do. And that is just bonkers to me.
Here's just so you know, in North Carolina, squatters' rights in North Carolina allow a squatter to gain legal possession of the property after meeting certain requirements. One requirement is to be able to occupy the property for 20 years. So if you have a house guest who's been in your house for over 20 years.
I believe they're family, like your common law married at that point.
That's true.
Oh, God. Now I'm married to him, too? Yeah.
You're married and you lost your house.
Ah, God.
Yes.
There was one.
That had to happen.
There was one story, though. This guy was, I think it was his mom's house. And it was sitting empty, and squatters moved in, and he felt like, oh, there's nothing I can do, there's nothing I can do. Then one day he went by there, and they were gone to work. There was nobody home. So he took his key to the house that still worked and squatted on the squatters, moved all their stuff outside.
Oh.
Yeah, and they got back, and there was nothing they
could
do.
That's all you can do is squat on the squatters?
Yeah.
Wow, it's a vicious squatting circle. I squat on you, you squat on me, then I squat on you again.
What a long game.
Hey, so what about
Speaking
Easter?
Speaking of dating squirrels.
What about Easter? You guys ready for Easter? You going to do anything special or not?
Oh, God, that's right.
You know, I will probably just make a big Easter brunch and you know, I'll make sure that the Easter bunny visits the kid and that kind of stuff.
My kid used to have me leave notes for the Easter bunny saying, Mr. Easter Bunny, thank you for the basket, but please don't come in my room, because she was terrified.
Oh, you know, that's something that I just realized recently. Why can't, in this day and age, we come up with some better Easter bunnies for the public Easter bunnies that go out, the helpers, you know, because there are some scary ass Easter bunnies out there.
Yeah, it's scary being in that suit too. We nearly killed some interns in the Easter bunny suit.
Yeah, some real sweaty heat exhaustion.
So you're going to make your ham? You're going to get your deviled eggs?
Oh, you know, I do want to do deviled eggs.
Of course.
We haven't even talked about it. I keep asking my wife if we're going over to her aunt's house, because we usually do, and she hasn't said anything about anything.
Man, Easter used to be a fancy time, wasn't it? You get your bonnet on, you all dressed up, and all the family gets together.
So you know how I've told you that, like, my parents were both from this one town, and they were the ones that moved away to the town I grew up in. It was an hour away. Mm. Wasn't far, but we were the ones that moved away, so we were the ones that always had to go back to visit everybody. Easter was the only holiday that everyone came to us, and so that was kind of exciting because we would do it at our house a lot, and we'd have all these visitors, and yeah, the dresses and the things and the Easter egg hunts.
My old neighbors do an Easter egg hunt, and this is not an exaggeration. Inside a few of the eggs is a $100 bill. Inside others, 20s, 5s, 10s.
Where do they live?
In others, I'm on this. Get out of the way, kid! No, and then one year we were over there getting ready for the Easter egg hunt, and they were going through them and opened one from last year, $100 bill.
What?
They didn't even miss it. What kind of life
is
that?
Must be nice.
Isn't it?
You know, it's also that time of year. I saw it today that there's all these stories, like they'll do some sort of gigantic community Easter egg hunt, and it's always parents shoving kids out of the way.
Like, yeah.
They did it one year here, I think.
That's
where they dropped them from the helicopter or something, and it turned into a brawl of parents just dragging their children.
Yeah, the poor little 2-year-old that's still toddling and can barely, you know, get to them, and the parents just dragging them around. There's one! There's one! There's one.
I know. And it's like, that reminds me of Halloween, where it's like, I think you're in it for the candy for you and not for the kids.
Well, and also because I believe, you know, some of these Easter egg hunts to get people to come out, they started putting incentives.
Uh-huh.
And now they're like got out of control.
$100 bill.
$100 bill in there.
If there's $100 bill, that'll bring them out. Hey, so have a fantastic Easter. We'll be thinking about you. If you ever want to be part of the podcast, call 336-373-0987. Listen to us on the radio. You can do it from anywhere in the world on the Odyssey app. Or at 987simon.com. Got a final thought, Charlie?
Since it's supposed to be raining on Easter and you hide those eggs in the house, make sure they find them all.
Something stinks.
I got to go refill my bourbon, bunny.
Next time.
Bye.
Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country,
hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.